I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. Filmmaker Jonathan Demme lost his fight with cancer, as we found out yesterday. Demme has been mourned in Hollywood, but also in many places far from the limelight, including Haiti. In mid-career, Demme produced two films about Haiti, and Jocelyn McCalla was one of the countless Haitians he befriended. McCalla directs the National Coalition for Haitian Rights. He first met Demme when the filmmaker was working on his 1988 documentary, Haiti Dreams of Democracy.
He was very respectful of Haitians and took a backseat to what they wanted to do. He was a real great behind-the-scenes advocate with Hollywood, with politicians, in making sure that Haiti was seen in the better light.
Historically, a really interesting and heady time in Haiti. The Duvalier dictatorship was over after 30 years. I mean, it must have been really eye-opening to see Haiti for the first time for Jonathan Demme in that time.
Well, it was. In fact, I think what most impressed him was the vitality. A lot of people who had been dreaming of democracy were in a situation where they could make it happen. And I can tell you that that was the case for me as well. I mean, I had long labored for democracy to happen. And so we were full of hope, and the music exploded. I think that's one of the things that impressed Jonathan Demme. And he fell in love with the art. He fell in love with the generosity of the people who embraced him and considered him, didn't treat him as, sort of a star, but one of their own.
That's Jocelyn McCalla, director of the National Coalition for Haitian Rights. Writer Amy Wallance also counted herself among Jonathan Demme's friends. Her latest book is called Farewell Fred Voodoo, A Letter from Haiti. Wallance says doors would open for Demme because of his style.
He always could get in wherever he wanted to, and he was so interested in everything, and he showed that to people. He showed that he was not a big foreigner intruding, but a person who actually had intellectual curiosity. Of course, he was a filmmaker, and everybody loves a filmmaker. Nobody rejects you out of hand because right. You're making a movie.
Amid all the mentions of Silence of the Lambs, there are posts by people talking about Demme in Haiti, the videos he made for the anti-apartheid Sun City Project, or his advocacy for refugees. What do you think it was that gave Jonathan Demme this wide humanitarian worldview that you just don't find that much among most Hollywood directors?
No, you don't. I remember when I was talking to Sean Penn after the earthquake, and Sean had come down to Haiti, and he said, I remember Jonathan Demme used to always come and say, Haiti this, Haiti that, Haiti this, and I didn't understand what he was talking about, but now I know. And I think that Hollywood was very surprised by Demme's attachment to causes and to people who were not as well off as Hollywood people.
It's been a while since I saw his documentary, The Agronomist, about a Haitian radio journalist and human rights activist named Jean-Dominique. It was pretty astonishing. Here's a clip from the trailer.
My country has been kicked by a bunch of thieves.
There were orders to shoot Jean on sight.
Twice I was summoned to the police.
It was exciting.
It was something carefully planned to kill democracy.
To him, it was for the Haitian people to have a say.
Every morning, you have to smell the enemy.
Never forget that. You are from this land. You are not French. You are not British. You are not American. You are Haitian.
You are not French, you are not British, you are not American, you are Haitian. Part of the trailer there from the film The Agronomist about a charismatic Haitian hero and his extraordinary partner, Michel Montas. So Amy Wallance, apparently Jonathan Demme used to tell a story about what happened one New Year's Day when he called Jean-Dominique. Tell us about that.
So Jonathan had been working on this documentary about Jean, who was really a fabulous and charismatic figure and very important in the democracy movement in Haiti. And they had just wrapped it, and then Jean was killed, assassinated at the very courtyard of his radio station in downtown Port-au-Prince. And I went to a memorial for Jean-Dominique, and Jonathan was there, and they were showing clips from the film. And Jonathan spoke a little bit afterwards, and he told this story. So he said, one day while they were working on the film, and he was in Nyack, New York, where he lived, and Jean was down in Port-au-Prince, it was New Year's. And Jonathan thought, oh, I should call Jean. Mm. It's New Year's. It's a big deal in Haiti, too. So he calls up Jean, and he says, Jean, Happy New Year. And he hears a pause on the other end of the line, and then Jean goes, Jonathan, what is your agenda? And Jonathan goes, Jean, I don't have an agenda. I'm calling to wish you Happy New Year.
That's it.
Of course, this is a story about Haitians and Americans working together, but it's also a great story about Jonathan because Jonathan didn't have an agenda. He was just a friend, and he was just calling. And this was just another example of his great innocence in dealing with people. And I think that's a lot of what made him such a great filmmaker.
He had a continuing relationship with Haiti. He made another documentary called Dreams of Democracy about the country. And you've even mentioned that at the end of Demi's film, Rachel Getting Married, it's got kind of what you call a Haitian attitude. What do you mean by that?
Well, as I recall, at the end of the movie, there's like a dance party after Rachel gets married.
Right. I remember
Does
that.
Does she get
yeah.
married? I think she gets married.
I think she gets married.
And there's a big dance party in the backyard. And everybody's dancing, but they're not just dancing. There is in Vodou celebrations in Haiti, after a ceremony, there's dancing, and there's in every Vodou temple, there's a pole that comes down the center of the temple, which is the pole that the gods descend, and it's called the middle pole, the poteau mitant. And at the end of Rachel Getting Married, I swear, there's a poteau mitant, and they're all dancing around it. And when I put up my little homage to Jonathan on Facebook, another friend wrote that if you look at Rachel Getting Married, all throughout, there are musical figures from all over the world whom Jonathan has featured, both present at parties in the movie and also their music in the score. So that's just, he welcomed everybody to this big, as we say in Haiti, bamboche, which means a party at the end.
Writer Amy Wilentz, remembering her friend, filmmaker Jonathan Demme. Thank you very much, Amy.
Thanks a lot.
Si Haïti pa forêt, ou joine tout bête la dame.
We'll end today with one of the Haitian musicians Demi brought into his bamboche, Mano Charlemagne. His music is featured in Demi's documentary, Haiti Dreams of Democracy, and he later played a maitre d' in Demi's The Truth About Charlie. Charlemagne was also elected mayor of Port-au-Prince in the 1990s. Anyway, here he is singing Haiti pas forêt, or Haiti is not a forest. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.
Lò fè sa m'apèw, paske se m'akoutou kompran nou kap kaponè mwen. Ou rale ou zi ou la, mwen rilak sou, ou rale baton gayak la, mwen bikoul sou, se vre tonè mwen. Lò fè sa m'apèw, paske se m'akoutou kompran nou kap kaponè.